The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Only two games left in the regular season schedule and only one more road game, and that's tonight, the Sharks at Vancouver at Rogers Arena against the Vancouver Canucks. Neither team is going toward the playoffs, but there's still a lot to play for, and the San Jose Sharks have some walking wounded to deal with several key members out of a lineup tonight. For instance, Jan Ruda just got back to action and he will be sitting it out, incurred an upper body injury that he won't be able to play with. Also out, Zach Ostapchuk, a lower body injury incurred in the third period. Jack Thompson ended up getting blasted by Adam Klapka, did not return after that. He won't be in the lineup tonight. And Vinny Desharnais and Klim Kostin aren't quite ready. So what does that leave the Sharks for their lineup? Well, Cam Lund is back. He missed the last game due to illness, but he's feeling better and he's ready to go. And the Sharks recalled several players from the San Jose Barracuda to fill in their roster and make a contribution. Daniil Gushin, Jimmy Schultz, and Luca Cagnoni are all going to be here, and they're all going to be in action, with Alexander Georgiev getting the start in goal tonight for his 48th appearance of the season. More on all of that in a moment, right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs.
McDavid shoots and scores!
Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
In the last game in Calgary, the Sharks faced a desperate Flames team that needed a victory to stay in the playoff hunt, and as it turned out, that's exactly what happened. But for much of the contest, the Sharks stayed stride for stride with the Flames, getting a 1-0 lead on this goal by Tyler Toffoli.
And Barkley just dumps it in deep, and Gregor's giving chase on the right wing boards. Backhands it around as the Sharks change. Carlson on the ice, dropped it back to Toffoli. He's got some room. He walks in, he shoots the save. Toffoli there, he scores! Tyler Toffoli goes top shelf with Dustin Wolf down and out after making the first save. The former Flame makes it 1-0 Sharks at 3:09 of period number one. And how about this? Number 30 for Tyler Toffoli.
But Mackenzie Weegar would come right back and slap one in for the Flames to make it 1-1.
Rebound, Sharks on top of it. Smith is going to poke at it, can't get it. Kovalenko does, he can't clear. Held in by Calgary's Huberdeau. Now to Klapka, now to Weegar. Walks up to the circle, shoots, score! Now the crowd was subdued until that just happened. Mackenzie Weegar, one of the leaders on defense, winding up and blasting it up top to the glove side on goaltender Romanov. And that happened because the Sharks could not clear the puck. Fabulous slap shot. Klapka gets the primary assist. And it is 1-1 at 9:24 of the first period.
With 5:45 remaining in the first period, Henry Thrunt tried to body check Nazem Kadri, but the veteran barely slipped by. And then the Sharks had trouble with coverage in front of a net, with Adam Klapka putting the Flames in front.
Bean gets there first, good body position by him, and the Flames get it around the boards and skate it out. Thrun, tried to put the check there on, Kadri slips by, it's in front, Klapka scores! So Adam Klapka, who scored his first career goal against the Sharks last year and has a goal against them this year before tonight, gets yet another one against the men in teal. For Adam Klapka, that is his fifth goal of the season. A bit of a mischeck there by Henry Thrun trying to stop Nazem Kadri, but the wily center iceman got by Thrun, had the puck, and fed it right out in front. No chance. Delandria was the closest guy to Klapka, but Klapka got him to the inside.
And then after Jan Ruta made a brilliant finish of a play to put the Sharks even 2-2, Yegor Sharangovich would start a third-period rally for Calgary and put them in front to stay.
Sends it across the rink. There's Carlson to the red line. Shoots it forward, but it's off a Flames stick. Sharks changing lines quickly here as the third period still has 18:36 left. Flames head man to the Sharks. Line off a stick. Here's Huberdeau in front. Now Sharangovich shoots. Score! Yegor Sharangovich scores the 100th goal of his National Hockey League career with a nice hard wrist shot off a broken play in the offensive zone from the right circle that gets by Romanov, and the Flames get the crowd into a tizzy as they take the 3-2 lead at 1:30 of the third period.
Matt Coronato would get another one for Calgary to make it 4-2 at 10:55 of the third, and then Sharangovich completed his two-goal night with an empty net tally at 17-16. By the end of the game, Calgary was in control, and the Sharks lost 5-2.
Toffoli gets the headman feed, but it's off his stick, and the Flames go back in their own zone. And you can hear the reaction from the crowd here in Calgary as the final 2 seconds ticking off. And that's a long horn for the fans here in the Saddle Dome. Final score, Calgary 5, San Jose 2. Calgary is now 5-1-3 in their last 9 games, and they keep alive in their playoff hopes while the Sharks' winless streak is now at 0-7-2. The Sharks have been outscored 45-21 in those contests. So, another tough one. They were in it for a while, but the Flames did a really masterful job in the second half of the game.
For Sharks head coach Ryan Warsofsky, it was a combination of not being in position for some of these third period goals against, and also, perhaps in some cases, relaxing for that split second and thinking that the play is over. According to Warsofsky, a classic example occurred on that Sharangovich goal.
Yeah, I think the third goal, we're just a few feet off, and I know it's a little bit of a bounce they get, but we take a little bit of a breath, and that's what this game is all about. You know, a couple feet here and a couple inches there, and then on top of it, you just stop playing for a split second, and it's in the back of your net. So, you know, I know we're a young group and we're learning, and I know that phrase, you know, that word, those words get old after a while, but you know, we got to keep pushing the envelope and letting these guys know and having an understanding on what it takes to play in this league on a consistent basis.
Henry Thrun agrees that you can't ever think that a play is over until the whistle blows.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, guys are so skilled and so dangerous. It's definitely one of the things that I've had to learn and still am learning. As a younger defenseman, you know, there's anyone can score, and it doesn't take them much time or many chances to score. So just kind of valuing each possession and understanding who you're playing against.
Thrun gave us his thoughts about what he felt went wrong in the third period last night.
Yeah, I think they started to push a little bit, and we maybe didn't have the same jump that we had in the first period. Thought we killed off some good penalties, which definitely helped us stay in it, which is something we've been struggling with a little bit recently. But you know, against a team that's fighting for their lives like that, you know, you make a mistake here or there, and the game can slip just like that.
With all of the injuries and the recalls, it almost is like an American Hockey League situation where all the best players are recalled by the NHL team at the most critical time of the year. Warsofsky's been through that before in his life, and he told us how you have to deal with it at the NHL level.
Yeah, it's difficult, but again, this is a situation. No one feels bad for us. These are the cards that we were dealt, and we got to continue to push forward and compete, and that's all we can do is show up, be ready to go mentally and physically, and making sure we give ourselves a chance by, you know, our start is obviously very crucial, and I thought I loved our start last night against Calgary. We got to kind of bottle that up and do it tonight.
One thing that never happens, you have to maintain your focus, and you have to make sure that the players focus as well. For Warsofsky, the teaching never stops.
Yeah, I think, you know, as coaches, you want to challenge and you want to push, and individually and as a group, to, you know, probably be better than they think they can be. So it's our job as coaches to continue to push that through the 82nd game. That's why we do what we do. And we're going to keep teaching. We're going to keep coaching until that buzzer goes off Wednesday night.
Join us for the broadcast tonight starting at 6:30 Pacific time. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.